You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 90.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
Welcome to Small Business Talk. Are you adding value? That's what we're going to talk about today. Most small business owners spend a lot of time worrying about their price and pricing. Many have no idea what the cost of production of their thing is, and especially when they are providing a service. They spend way too many hours working. And when their accounts are done at the end of the month, the end of the quarter, or even the end of the year, they realise that they have been working for a very small hourly rate, if being paid at all. For many small business owners, they would actually be better off getting, you know, that really dirty word, a job. So why do we do this, and what is the solution? Well, let's start looking at whether you're adding value. Think about the value that you are providing. Often when customers buy, it has very little to do with the price. Yes, two identical products side by side, you will always pick the cheapest one. But think about it. It is still a value proposition because there is no extra value to the more expensive one. What value are you giving your customers? Do you have just a straight transactional service? Or are you adding extra value? For example, sports apparel brands do this really well. You can buy a similar style of, say, a sports top at your local department store for often a quarter of the price. However, most people won't. Why? It's because perceived value. Is the brand name version four times better? Four times the quality? Will it last four times longer? Or is it just four times better or more ethically made? Probably not. Most often, if you are really fashion conscious, the new season stock will be out before you've even worn out the current version. Most people buying sports apparel will just go to their favourite outlet and buy the garments on offer without a second thought about the price. It's about branding. It's the style and it's the value that they feel that they are receiving. Yes, the cheaper no-name version will probably do the same job. However, it will not make you feel the same. Customers remember how your brand, product, service makes them feel long after the price is forgotten. Long-time listeners of Small Business Talk will know that I'm a tea snob. I love fine tea. I have a teapot that I brew loose leaf Earl Grey tea in every time I have a cup of tea at work or at home. For my tea, I buy premium quality T2 Earl Grey tea and, when available, organic Earl Grey tea. And it's always loose leaf. Yes, I pay a premium price for that, but I love it. It gives me a little smile every time I open the tin. Yes, it comes in a tin, not a jar. And then I get my teaspoon and I put the leaves into my teapot. Earl Grey is a black tea, but it's infused with bergamot, so the fragrances waft up too. Yes, I could buy plain black tea leaves, or heaven help us, tea bags. Yes, I did say I was a tea snob. However, I choose not to, because the value I receive from my lovely cup of tea every time is more than worth it. How do you make your products different? A question I ask my consulting clients, why should I buy from you? What makes your product different? No matter what you are selling, with very few exceptions, your customers have many other people that they can buy from. What is your point of difference? What makes yours the ultimate choice for your ideal customer? Pause on that for a second and think about it. Trust. We buy from people we know, like, and trust. Yes, this is really overdone, but it really is true. If you don't trust that that person, brand or website can deliver what they're promising, you will be very reluctant to buy and probably look for another option. If you have a serious illness, you go to the doctor. You get a referral through to a specialist in the exact field of your illness. You are looking for an expert, someone who knows their stuff and someone that you can trust will be able to help you. That is also how we buy products and services. And the higher the price point, the more we need to feel that we can trust. Does your price match the value that you are asking? Often we worry about our price being too high because we look at others selling similar products for much lower prices. The question to ask in this situation, is it really a similar price? So if you look at websites, websites can go from $0 up to literally millions of dollars. It really does depend on what is included. Is it just a template that you have to add your own things to? Does it include copywriting? Does it include branding? Does the person that's actually building your website know about branding and sales? Or are they just doing monkey see, monkey do? So as you can see, there's a lot of different things that go into a website. And then it also depends on your needs as well. Do you just want a pretty brochure site? Do you want an e-commerce site? Do you want it to actually make you money rather than just sit there and end up in Google's graveyard? So there's lots of different things that go into pricing. But generally, it's the value that you feel. You will be quite happy to pay a higher price if you feel that there's value. So the question to ask in this situation is, are they really offering a similar product? Are they providing the same outcome? Are they giving the same value? On one or more occasions, after doing a written proposal and not winning it, I've asked for feedback, why we weren't chosen as their supplier. And to my surprise and horror, especially the first time it happened, I was told it was price. But not what you're thinking. It was because we were too cheap. They were worried that we would not be able to complete the job to the standard required for the price that we had quoted. The mistake that we made was not demonstrating the value that we were going to offer, and it was judged on price alone. Look at your value and not necessarily what others are charging. Also look at what is included in your price and make sure that you are conveying that to your potential customers in a believable way. We've all seen the ads that say, you get dot, 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 and dot, 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 and dot, 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 and dot, dot, dot. Yep, we'll throw in some steak knives as well. And it goes on forever. Our total bonuses include the normal price would be $50,000. But today, for this amazing price of $9.99, buy it right now. Yeah, right. It might be an amazing offer. They might over-deliver. It might be full of value, but it's not believable, and you don't trust them, and generally you won't go any further. The wrong price. Brooke Castillo from the Life School Coach says there's only three reasons why your products won't sell. Wrong product, wrong price, or wrong person. You will never be able to sell a BMW to a Mini fanatic. And you will never be able to sell a car of any type to a 10-year-old boy looking for a push bike. So when you're thinking about this, you just need to adjust one thing, whether it's the wrong product, the wrong price, or the wrong person. Definitely don't try to adjust all three at once because you'll never know what the issue is. If price is the issue, is it really the price or lack of perceived value for the price that you are asking? Well, there's lots of food for thought in this episode. Do you have to do a little bit of adjusting on your marketing? Do you need some help? If so, remember, you can always contact me at my other business, Catco Enterprises, where we live and breathe marketing for small businesses. And there's lots of free resources there too. So jump over to the website, catcoent.com.au. Next week, we will be talking about gift giving. and taking customer service to a whole new level with our special guest. So I hope you can join us then. But remember, you need to take action. So have a look at your marketing and see what your perceived value is. Until next week, bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.